Anyway, still to come, we'll be finding out about the influenza virus, which is responsible for making people feel pretty awful every year. But before that, let's find out about the science of our emotions with this week's rising star. She's Ivona Riki.
Emotions colour every part of our lives. They dominate so many aspects of human thought and behaviour, yet they still remain a biological enigma. In the past, because of their elusive nature, emotions were never considered worthy of scientific study, and so they were generally left to the realms of philosophy. But in the last century, catalysed by breakthroughs in the understanding of brain structure and function, this attitude has changed. Emotion is now a research topic of intense interest. Considering one in six adults suffer from emotional disorders like depression, it's never been so important for us to understand the biology of emotions. And with a clearer understanding, we hope to produce better treatments. Here in Cambridge, we've been exploring the changes that occur in both our bodies and our brains during positive emotions. For example, if you were to catch a sight or a whiff of your favourite food, let's say a chocolate cake. So far, brain imaging studies have shown that the area that initially responds to emotional triggers like cake is a small almond-shaped structure located deep in the brain called the amygdala. But what's the amygdala's role in emotion? Let's say you're walking past a bakery. You see and smell a fresh cake. Despite not having even thought of cake until this point, you suddenly really feel like eating cake. It's the amygdala that responds to the cake. The amygdala focuses your attention, subtly affects your heart rate and behaviour, and primes your body to get the cake. Often, however, these reactions are not appropriate. For example, if you were late for an appointment, it wouldn't exactly be the best time to stop and buy cake. In these situations, the amygdala responses are overridden by another area of the brain, known as the frontal lobe, so-called because it sits at the front of your brain, directly above your eyes. The frontal lobe inhibits and modifies your immediate reactions so you don't waste time getting cake when you're already late for a meeting. It does this by blocking the amygdala's response and so is important in tailoring your behaviour to suit any given situation. But what happens when these two brain regions don't work effectively together? Well, recent research suggests that unchecked amygdala responses can lead to addictive or compulsive disorders as well as to depression or schizophrenia. Whilst these observations are interesting, it's not yet clear how we can apply them to improve treatment of such disorders. That's because the way different regions of the brain interact is immensely complex, and so reliable results are often slow to come by. But we are starting to make headway. With more research, we hope to understand not only disordered emotion, but what makes and shapes our very different and individual personalities.
That was Ivona Riki, and we'll be having another of Cambridge University's Rising Stars on next week.
Thank you very much, Dave. This is The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Dave. This week, and in a second, we'll be talking a bit more about the science of viruses, vaccines and common colds, why they make you ill and why we perhaps haven't got a cure yet for the common cold. Coming up is Ed Hutchinson, who's a researcher at Cambridge University. He'll be talking about his work on how the flu makes you ill. And if you'd like to join in and ask any questions, you can put your comments on our blog at nakedscientist.com/blog.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.